We need to really start up our conversion of Jack Handy quotes to POS quotes project.
Yeah, we should. I've been adding him. I won't tell anybody else about this, so I won't tell him where I've been adding him, but I put him in that project I was working on. So hopefully
cool,
I actually finish.
Oh, that project?
Yeah.
That isn't an RPG? Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Yeah, I'm not making an RPG maker with Jack Handy in it as a playable character. No.
Nope.
No.
That's definitely not happening.
Hey, okay. Wait, I got Jack Handy quotes right here. Let's read some.
Okay.
Alright.
In funny voices.
We'll do our
no,
best
that
Jack
would just
Handy.
Ruin them. Our best Jack Handy impersonations?
Yeah.
I don't remember what he sounds like.
He was just very calm and shit.
Better not take a dog with you on the space shuttle, because if he sticks his head out and you're coming home, his face might burn off.
Let me find my favorite one. I wish I had a kryptonite cross, because then you could keep both Dracula and Superman away.
Yeah, I love that one too. Actually, I spent a whole day at Ace just reading these quotes to one of my coworkers.
You get paid for a very worthy job.
I know. I found out that he was getting paid more than me, and he worked there for like half the time that I did. I was pissed. I was going to beat him up, but then I got tired.
What'd you get fired for doing? Yep. You literally do the worst possible shit there. Did they find you raping someone?
No. I'm actually quitting so I can go to college, but... yeah, I don't know how I haven't gotten fired yet, because pretty much I don't do anything at all.
You're just like wall furniture by now.
Pretty much. I can seriously not recall what I did today. I'm pretty sure I just read something awful all day.
Ah, fashion SWAT. It's so much like Coral Mayhem.
It is. It's like Coral Mayhem of the past.
Yeah, some of the original Coral Mayhems that suck.
Yeah.
One thing kids are... one thing kids like is to be tricked. For instance, I was going to take my little nephew to Disneyland, but instead I drove him down to an old burned-out warehouse. Oh no, I said. Disneyland burned down. He cried and cried, but I think deep down he thought it was a pretty good joke. I started to drive over to the real Disneyland, but it was getting pretty late.
I love that one. Let's do some more child-based ones. Children need encouragement. If a kid gets an answer right, tell him he was a lucky guess. That way he develops a good lucky feeling.
Let's see here. I bet the Neanderthal kids would make a snowman. Someone would always end up saying, "Don't forget the thick, heavy brows." Then they would get all embarrassed because they remember they had big hunky brows, too. Then they'd get mad and eat the snowman.
Oh.
Jack Handy, don't you ever know the correct answer to life?
I wish he was still alive so he could give us advice.
He is still alive.
What are you talking about? Only in our hearts.
I checked his wiki. He's got a page, website. It's a new deep thought every day.
A new deep thought every day?
Holy well,
crap.
More or less.
I have not heard of this.
He might recycle them over time, but there's a new one up every day.
Hmm.
But let's see. I guess we were all guilty, in a way. We all shot him. We all skinned him. We all had the complimentary bumper sticker that said, "I helped skin Bob."
Oh.
The face of a child can say it all, especially the mouth part of the face.
Yeah, I read that one aloud. It was a pretty big hit.
You should just remember all of these and then go into a social situation and just quote Jack Handy.
I know. I think you could get through life just quoting Jack Handy, and people would think you're pretty wise.
That guy, he speaks in such an even tone and has good advice.
Yeah. Oh, we should start converting these to POS quotes right now.
Yeah, we'll get on that as soon as we finish this up. We're at...
No, I'm talking... We're going to say them right now, except we're going to replace a word with POS.
Okay, give me a second. You work on one, I'll work on one.
Okay. And in the meantime, we'll talk about dogs. Dogs are really small. Oh, well, except for the really big ones. Those are, like, bear-sized dogs. But, small dogs is what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, chihuahuas. Those things...
I
don't know who owns them. I'm assuming Mexicans own them because they're just running around wild in the front of my house, and they keep almost getting run over by cars and shit. So, if you're a Mexican, GS Gold, and you're listening to this, come get your fucking dog, because I don't want a fucking dog staying in front of my house, you bastard.
Mexican?
As I bit into the Daily POS, it had a crisp juiciness about it that was very pleasurable, until I realized it wasn't the Daily POS at all, but a human head!
I bet one legend that keeps recurring throughout history in every culture is the story of POS.
Oh, if you ever fall off the Daily POS, just go real limp, because maybe you'll look like a dummy and people will try and catch you, because hey, a free dummy? Who's going to pass that up?
To me, the dailypos.org is like a ballet, except there's no music, no choreography, and the dancers hate each other. Oh.
I don't even know how we got to this place in our lives, Rick. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'm quoting Jack Handy on the web with some guy from some state. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think I'm from Texachusetts.
Well, at least you're not in that place with all the Mormons.
Yeah, thank God. I don't know what that place is even called. I think it's called Hell.
Hell, Utah.
If the Daily POS asks where rain is coming from, I think a cute thing to tell them is God is crying. And if they ask why God is crying, another cute thing to tell them is probably because of something you did.
What is it that makes us complete the Daily POS dive into an icy river to save a solid gold baby? Maybe we'll never know.
That one's funny. Yeah. I wonder how many people are constipated in the world right now. I bet a lot of them are, because I don't see many cows around anymore.
Well, you know, I think we're all constipated after this.
I think after next Coral Mayhem, nobody's going to have to go to the bathroom for a week.
Yeah, you know, that's suspicious, because I didn't shit for days after last Coral Mayhem, and that was just about a stop.
That last one was pretty horrifying. I don't know. If you guys haven't seen the last Coral Mayhem yet, it's the worst of the internet. Check it out, because it's crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
To me, the Daily POS isn't funny. In fact, it's kind of scary. I always wondered where this started, and I think it goes back to the time when I went to the circus and the Daily POS killed my dad.
That was a good conversion. Oh, man. Rick, I have to admit something to you.
You're gay?
God, no.
Okay, I was worried.
For the past, like, 3 weeks, me and my coworker Brandon, we've been talking in nothing but Ebonics at work. That's all. Nothing but Ebonics. It's crazy. I'm not sure how we both haven't been fired yet, because whenever a customer comes up to register, we'd be like, girl, you so crazy, buying some hardware and shit, you get out of here with that. And they look at us like we're crazy, because it's a Colorado and there's not even black people here, so, let alone Ebonics.
You can't have a black person in Colorado, they freeze solid. Then you can kick them apart like in Demolition Man.
I've never seen that, but I imagine it's amazing.
It was epic. Wesley Snipes got kicked in half.
In half?
Yeah, like Sylvester Stallone totally cryogenically froze him and then broke him in fucking half.
Nice. That's pretty fucking awesome.
Okay, here we go. Most people don't realize that large pieces of Coral Mayhem, which have been painted brown and attached to the skull by a common wooden screws, can make a child look like a deer.
Oh. Children. Who needs them?
Let's see here. Let's find another good one. Ooh, this one's about severe diarrhea. Maybe I can convert this one.
Yay, diarrhea.
Alright. That's no longer funny. Quickly, let's get on to another thing. Let's make fun of someone.
Make fun of someone? I don't know if I can do that, Rick. It's pretty hard. That's more like a skill you have to learn in college to make fun of someone. Let's see. Well, Clem's a pretty swell guy, so we can't make fun of him. And, gosh, I don't think there's anybody that I really dislike in the world. Who should we make fun of? Spatulator.
I can see your eyes narrowing. I don't get that guy.
He's like, I think he's,
autistic?
A masochist. Because we keep telling him to leave and he just won't do it. I mean,
yeah,
I think he gets off.
Exactly. I remember you telling him you were like gonna rape his skull or something like that, and he was just like posting 5 times after you being stupider than normal.
Yeah. I don't know, we tried being nice to him too, and that wouldn't make him go away either, so maybe he's just like, I don't even know what to think, a parasite, probably. He's just a parasite attached to the...
Oh, I think you died. I think he died. And when the voice chat cuts out, it'll go to the funky music. Funky! I think Spatulator just hacked his internet. Eerie! Are you still there, Ante-Man? Hold on! Don't let Spatulator get to you! He just wants to rape your corpse. His battery's died. Bag.